You know, we talk about the holidays a lot here, and for the holidays, it can be a difficult time for a number of people, and that that brings us our latest guest. Fern Schumer Chapman joins us, and she has written a book called Brothers, Sisters, Strangers, and it's about sibling estrangement and how to reconcile. And she joins us on the line this morning. Fern, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
You've got an incredible story to tell, and it's your own story, really, that has led you to try to help others. Talk a bit about your experience with your brother, which has been difficult for you.
Well, I had no relationship with him for most of my adult life. For decades, he and I were estranged. And he got into a very dark place. My mother, who was 86 at the time, begged me to intervene and try to help him out. I didn't know what my obligations were for somebody who had a brother who had nothing to do with her. Anyway, I went ahead and did intervene. And he and I, 7 years ago, were able to reconnect and rebuild a relationship. At that time, I looked for any book I could find on the topic. And there really wasn't much, so I decided to write the book that I wanted to read.
Well, which is great, great news, and it's good that you have been able to get to a good place with your brother. Fern Schumer Chapman is my guest, and again, her book is called Brothers, Sisters, Strangers. What is it that led you and your brother to reconciliation? How did you guys actually get back on the path again?
Well, actually, that's a big portion of the book. I use the actual memoir that I tell in the book as a springboard to address all sorts of issues that come up. And it's actually fascinating because sibling estrangement has certain risk factors, and there's a lot of research that nobody knows about. It's devastating when you lose a sibling. Of course, some sibling relationships are so toxic you don't want anything to do with them, but sometimes it can be really, really painful, and some of us ruminate all the time about the loss.
You talk about some of the research. Are there at least little tidbits that you can share with us, Fern?
Sure. I mean, there are specific risk factors which nobody seems to be aware of, and they include things like family trauma. So I always use the example of Harry and William. The brothers experienced, the royals experienced the death of their mother at a deeply traumatizing age. Parental favoritism is another one. And of course, the monarchy presents the ultimate in favoritism, with William becoming king and Harry relegated to a supporting role. Poor communication skills. If you can't negotiate differences, you really have trouble with your relationships in general, but specifically with siblings. And of course, the monarchy is notoriously bad at resolving personal problems. Family values, judgments, and choices. This gets into issues like Harry marrying far outside the family. And some families simply don't tolerate certain behaviors that resist or defy the family identity. And Harry choosing a partner who is so different from the family probably contributed significantly to the break. Political differences. This one is a big one right now.
I bet.
And then, of course, there's addiction and mental health issues. If one sibling struggles with that, that's very tough. And finally, money is a big one as well. So you can see that there are these very specific risk factors that could contribute to the problem. I also want to say real quickly that this is a deeply stigmatized topic, and in the surveys, more than a third of American families report that they have some sort of sibling estrangement. So it's really under-recognized. It's almost like a Me Too movement.
Fern Schumer Chapman is my guest, and again, her book is called Brothers, Sisters, Strangers. Why is this stigmatized? Fern, what are you seeing?
Well, you know, if I tell you that I am divorced, you probably wouldn't flinch. And if I tell you I can't get along with my mother, you'd probably roll your eyes in agreement. But if I tell you I can't get along with my brother, it raises all sorts of fundamental questions about me. Like, am I a good candidate to trust somebody? And I think people are deeply ashamed to admit that they cannot get along with somebody who was their first playmate, who instilled a lot of the necessary qualities like tolerance and generosity and loyalty that affect all of our relationships with friends and colleagues and lovers. So it just calls into question something very fundamental about who we are.
So what do you suggest to people, you know, if they are estranged from a sibling? I've got to imagine that's an incredible loss. How do you deal with that?
Well, most people I know who want the relationship don't do very well with the loss. And there, like I said earlier, there's a lot of rumination. You know, what did I do? How can I fix this? And that can be really disturbing to your well-being to constantly be going over this stuff. And I found that was the case for me. In terms of actually reconciling, you know, you have to sit down face to face. You have to listen without interrupting and without challenging each other's stories. You have to acknowledge with empathy the other person's hurt and anger or alienation and stress your willingness or desire to, and hope to create a mutual bond. And the hardest part is obviously letting go of all the anger. My brother and I had to absolutely walk away from all the anger of what didn't happen during those years to start to have days when things could happen.
Yeah, which is such a great story. And then it's so uplifting to hear that that kind of reconciliation is possible, Fern.
Well, you know, it's totally changed my life. And it's interesting. I always say that sibling estrangement is not confined to one aspect of your being. It ripples through life, affecting your sense of self and your self-esteem and your ability to trust. And then it seeps into a person's social life and because it affects your ability to trust. And of course, every family member makes the choice on who they're going to side with. And it's very hard not to get caught in the crossfire of this. So, you know, when we talk about sibling estrangement, we're not just talking about a brother and a sister or a sister and a sister. We're talking about a cancer in the family and in an individual.
Fern Schumer-Champin is my guest, and again, her book is called Brothers, Sisters, Strangers, and it's about sibling estrangement. What are the things, Fern, that you are recommending to people who are in that position for the holidays? What are the kinds of things they should or should not be doing?
Well, the holidays really bring out the worst of this because you feel like you're missing the family events and the connection, and so first of all, I would say if you are in a relation or not in a relationship with somebody, a sibling who's very toxic, you don't want to reevaluate it during the holidays because you may be inclined to reconnect and find that things are no different from what they were. If you actually have to spend the holidays alone, there are a couple things I would say. First of all, you might reframe your experience and try to remember some of the things that were very upsetting and overly dramatic about the holidays, like the drunk relatives and the uncle's political diatribes and your brother's cutting remarks. But if you actually have to spend the holidays alone, it helps to do something for others. Maybe go to a crisis center for the homeless or refugees and try to make a contribution there. Maybe attend services and organize a peaceful day for yourself. It's important to really plan the day and take time for yourself. You might do some of those projects you have been putting off forever. A big thing is to delete the social media apps because there you will be exposed to all sorts of pain, such as seeing your family gatherings where you're excluded. You might want to start new traditions and make the holidays less stressful and more fun. Decorate your home. And I think the most important thing is try to be grateful for what you have and that what you don't have to deal with, which is the family drama.
Yeah, great advice for all of us. Fern Schumer-Champin has written a book that's called Brothers, Sisters, Strangers, and it's about sibling estrangement. Where can folks find the book, Fern?
It's available wherever books are sold, and I always encourage readers to purchase books at independent bookstores.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's great advice for people as we're heading into the heart of the holiday season. And it's good news to hear that you and your brother that you actually have been able to reconcile and put you in a position, I think, really to lend help to others?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing is my brother wrote the afterword of the book. So you hear my whole story and how this pained me and how we rebuilt the relationship. And at the very end, my brother tells his side of the story. And one thing I want to say is that the reasons I thought we were estranged turned out to be not true. And the reasons we actually were estranged were far beyond my control.
Which
so
is,
I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
No, don't.
Buy the book.
No, absolutely not. Well, thank you so much, Fern Schumer Chapman. And again, the book is called Brothers, Sisters, Strangers. Fern, very Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Glad to do it.